North Carolina, brothers Joseph Michael and Jacques Antonin Mongolfer launched an unmanned 500-pound balloon over Annonay, France, that stayed aloft for about 10 minutes. The year was 1783, and King Louis XVI soon wanted a demonstration. So the Mongolfers sent up a sheep, a duck, and a rooster, as the king, the queen, Marie Antoinette, and 130,000 other people witnessed the historic flight over Versailles. The animals landed safely. 2. France became the epicenter of ballooning, and Americans in Paris, including Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and John Jay, jumped on the bandwagon. Travelers may hereafter literally pass from country to country on the wings of the wind, wrote Jay, who took time out from negotiating the Treaty of Paris to watch a flight. 3. Ballooning is still a big spectator sport. The largest event in the United States, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, attracted almost 900,000 people over 9 days in 2018. A meteorological phenomenon known as the Albuquerque Box, predictable wind patterns that let pilots land close to where they launched, have made the area a ballooning hotspot. 4. Commonly made from heat-resistant nylon or polyester, the colorful and usually 80-foot-tall balloon part, called the envelope, is laid out on the ground pre-flight to be partially filled with cold air. Then, to create the lift required for takeoff, the air is heated by propane burners attached below the mouth of the envelope. 5. The highest anyone has ever flown in a hot air balloon is 68,986 feet, nearly twice the cruising altitude of commercial airliners. At those heights, the people in the basket need to wear oxygen masks. 6. Another record. On January 17, 1991, entrepreneur Richard Branson and Swedish engineer Per Lindstrom became the first astronauts, that's the official term, to cross the Pacific Ocean. They set off from Japan and traveled more than 4,700 miles in about 46 hours. There was no cheering crowd to greet them, however. The men landed on a frozen lake in the Yukon and had to be airlifted out.